Hey, y'all, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary. It's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 21st. This is my sister-in-law's birthday. Happy birthday, Amma. We love you. And we are reading from Isaiah, Acts, and Psalms this week. We are in the third chapter of Isaiah. Remember, it's a lot about judgment, but also glimpses of hope. Then we move over to the book of Acts and we'll begin Peter's sermon today. And in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, we read about God answering the pleas and the cries for help. Our memory verse this week is from Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Then Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed at that moment. Don't you just want to be a person of great faith? I sure do. Lord, that's why we come to your word. We want you to give us level paths. May your good spirit lead us on level paths. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. Isaiah chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. This is judgment against Judah. The Lord of heaven's armies, will take away from Jerusalem and Judah everything they depend on. Every bit of bread, every drop of water, all their heroes and soldiers, judges and prophets, fortune tellers and elders, army officers and high officials, advisors, skilled sorcerers and astrologers. I will make boys their leaders and toddlers their rulers. People will oppress each other, man against man, neighbor against neighbor. Young people will insult their elders, and vulgar people will sneer at the honorable. In those days, a man will say to his brother, "Since you have a coat, you be our leader. Take charge of this heap of ruins." But he will reply, "No, I can't help. I don't have any extra food or clothes. Don't put me in charge." For Jerusalem will stumble and Judah will fall because they speak against the Lord and refuse to obey him. They provoke him to his face. Sounds awful, doesn't it? What the Lord is going to do. Basically, Jerusalem and Judah are going to be ransacked and they're going to be destroyed by invading nations. But verse 8 tells us that God has warned them and they refuse to obey him and they provoke him even to his face. That's a very, just an interesting image that they look God in the face and they say, "We know what your word says, but we're going to do something opposite." But you know, we may do that as well. And so I want to pray, Lord, help us to see you clearly, to follow you more closely, to understand your will and your ways, and help us, Lord, not to stray from them. Now let's move over to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 14 through 21. Peter is going to preach to the crowd. Now I want to set the scene for you. Remember who Peter is? Jesus is walking to the disciples on water. He calls Peter out of the boat. Peter gets out of the boat and then he looks down and he starts to sink because he fears. Then Peter, warming himself by a fire, seeing Jesus in the distance, being questioned by Pilate and beaten by the soldiers, denies even knowing him. The same Peter stands up 50 days after the crucifixion, and he proclaims a message that is powerful to all the people in Jerusalem, not afraid anymore of what can be done to his flesh, because he knows the one who is in charge of his soul. Then Peter stepped forward with the 11 other apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen carefully, all of you, fellow Jews and residents of Jerusalem. Make no mistake about this. These people are not drunk, as some of you are assuming. 9 o'clock in the morning is much too early for that. No, What you see was predicted long ago by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before the great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I have to admit, this is my second take. The first time I tried to speak those words that the Lord would give his spirit to all people and sons and daughters would prophesy, I just wept. I'm so grateful that the Lord uses weak and dependent people to share his message of salvation. It's amazing. And the message is clear here in verse 21. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Not some people who call on the name of the Lord. Not those who read their Bibles all the time will be saved. Not those who have led a blameless life. No, we preach the gospel. We put it before us every day to remind ourselves that we are saved because of the Lord Jesus. He's the righteous one. We cling to his robe and we say, I am saved because of the blood of the Lamb. Moving now to the book of Psalms, we're in Psalms 40, verses 1 through 3. This is for the choir director, a psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. He's set our feet on solid ground. May that be today for you and steadied you as you walk along. Whatever it is that makes you nervous, may the Lord come beside you and uphold you and give you his peace. May he put a new song in your heart, a hymn of praise to him. And in those moments where you feel discouraged and you think, Lord, are you listening to me? Take courage from the fact that the psalmist says he turned to me and he heard my cry and he lifted me out of the pit of despair. Let us read again and pray from the Common Worship Services and Prayers for the Church of England. This is a suitable prayer for the evening time. Some of you are listening in the evening. I think many of you listen in the morning. But either way, after each phrase, there is the refrain, we pray to you, O Lord. And so I ask that you would join me as we pray together, that this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful. We pray to you, O Lord, that your holy angels may lead us in paths of peace and goodwill. We pray to you, O Lord, that we may be pardoned and forgiven for our sins and offenses. We pray to you, O Lord, that there may be peace in your church and for the whole world. We pray to you, O Lord, that we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all of your saints, entrusting one another in all of our life to Christ. We pray to you, O Lord. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and the protection of God. And so in that regard, we lift up to you today the local government, our community leaders, those who are running for public office. We also pray for those who provide local services. We ask your watch care on those who work with the young and those who work with the elderly. Bless and keep the schools, colleges, and universities in our area. And Lord, would you help those who work with emergency and rescue organizations. And be with my brothers and sisters today, whatever they face. Help them to see you in front of them leading the way. Keep them from the accusations and temptations of the evil one. And surround them with your people who are working to prophesy that salvation comes in the name of the Lord. I pray all this in the strong and mighty name of Jesus, our Savior and friend. Amen.